And good evening. Welcome to True Blues Radio on the 17th of December 2014. It's our final edition, folks, before we take a well-earned break, the Christmas break, of course, and we'll be back in 2015 with more True Blues Radio. Tonight, well, plenty to talk about, as per usual, but more importantly, a big weekend for both men's and ladies' True Blues teams across Saturday and Sunday. 5 out of 6 wins, an outstanding weekend for the club. And here to talk about and joining me for the first time in the studio is Nick Murray. Good evening.
Evening, Zabi. It's fantastic to be here. I've been waiting for this call-up for a long time, so I'm going to take my opportunity with both hands.
Hey, great to have you on board, because I know you're very knowledgeable and you do follow the results probably a lot more than others across the board. But first of all, we'll talk about the fourth 11, because we'll dissect each game as we go. The fourth 11 we're playing out at Princess Park number 1, and Perran batted first and made 2 for 151. Really good score off 20 overs. Jack Nicholls, the young opening batsman, wicketkeeper, 18 runs off 25 balls. We had Sam Rooney, only his third game back for the club, scoring 48 off 47, including 5 fours. And Henry Tyler, well, he just continues to take some very good steps forward. He scored 56 off 39, which included 6 fours.
Really good performance from the fours. They're going really, really well. Jack Nicholls up the top is a young wicketkeeper who's definitely one to look for in the future. Him and Josh Hartill are both exceptional glovemen. And Sam Rooney, struggling to bowl at the moment. He's just coming back from injury, but he's a very, very good hitter of the ball. And Henry Tyler, just back from international cricket, just slotted into the fours. And 56 off 39 in any grade of cricket is outstanding, and 151, I reckon the boys would have thought was always going to be just a few too many.
Yeah, good summary there, Nick. And it was Carlton's turn to bat off the 20 overs, 4 for 124. So some 27 runs short there at the end. We normally wouldn't concentrate on the Carlton batting too much, but on this occasion, former Perran player, well, he's gone and playing his seat to clearance only a couple of weeks ago, Vinay Parikh, 36 off 35 balls.
Well, I spoke to one of Carlton's twos players, Harry Smythe, after the game, and he said Vinay's slotted in well down there, which is good, and we wish Vinay all the best. But our bowlers did very well. 124 on a Carlton wicket is terrific. Jack Davies, although he didn't take any wickets, 4 overs for 20, is super impressive. And Daniel Barnes, 2 for 17 off 4, probably did his best work at the reverse draw the following day, but he bowled very well. And even Pat Bunnell and Andrew Stolzenberg up the front did really good jobs as well.
What happened in the reverse draw? You can't kiss and tell, or?
No. Barnsley's a very loyal man. He sort of ran the day with Adam Bull, and Barnsley, just a very funny man, Daniel Barnes. Don't know if you'll find a funnier one around. So that was a good day had by all, but the fours here getting the points, which is fantastic.
Yeah, they're going along very nicely, and they've got one more to go before the Christmas break, and they're well entrenched in the top four as we speak. Tilly Yaman, 3 overs, 1 for 23, former Collingwood footballer, and also chimed in with 16 runs off a dozen balls to finish off the Perran innings. Great win to the boys, and they look forward to the final game as we come into the third 11 match. And they also had a win as well, didn't they, Nick?
They did. Terrific bowling performance from the boys up the top, which was at Carlton as well. Both the threes and fours games were at Carlton, and we spoke during the week about the wide boundaries, so a lot of bowlers went in with plans, and by the looks of it, and from what I've heard, they all executed perfectly. Jay Kramesh responded well to being dropped from the twos, 2 for 12 off 3. He's a really, really impressive all-rounder who just loves bowling, I reckon. Just bowls, gives everything he can. Daniel Vandermeer, 2 for 12, fresh off year 12. Pete Cassidy, 1 for 7 off 3. A lot of good bowling performances. And to bowl them out for 90 is absolutely exceptional under the captaincy of Michael Nayari, whose chair I'm filling in for tonight.
And of course, James Burke, apologies there, James, 2 for 26 bowling his leg spinners. Carlton all out for 90. Perran did it with ease, 3 for 91. Nick Blaish, 22 off 21. James Billington, former Campbell Magpies player, 21 off 21. And Greg Connor, who handed the captaincy back to Mick Nayari, 22 off 21.
Well, what you want in a chase like that, I mean, only 90, so in 20 overs, it's 4.5 and over. You just need a few contributions and a few partnerships, and that's what the boys gave. Blaishy and Billo, both young players. Billo, very loyal, strikes the ball beautifully, scored at a healthy rate, so we were pretty comfortable there, which was a good result for the boys.
All right, across to Toorak Park in the seconds. It was Carlton batting first, and they allotted 6 for 122 off their 20 overs. Trent McCormick, who's played a lot of first 11 cricket, scored 42 for Carlton there. And is it Henry Smythe, 40?
It's Harry Smythe.
Harry Smythe, yep. Yeah, Harry Smythe has also been around a little while. He featured with 40 in the seconds. Adam Hutton, he's really working his way back to a good speed and getting some pretty good results. 2 for 15. And Panda, Christian Panda Mandaban, 2 for 18.
Pad Mandaban, I think he'll say how it's said. Superb effort of bowling, I think, on the Toorak Park wicket out there. Their top order, you know, McCormick, Hancock, Buzzard, Borg, Smythe. Now, that top five, that is as good a top five, I reckon, in second 11, as you'll see. And Hutto, 4 overs, 2 for 15. The last hour, I think, went for 3, which, looking back, is probably nearly match-winning. And Krishna and Blake bowled superbly in tandem. Both two very young finger spinners who are going to go a long way.
Now, Kevin Peterson played for Richmond or Monash Tigers across the weekend in the round of Premier Cricket. Adam Hutton, tell us about his the opportunity that he was presented with on Sunday. He played against KP, didn't he? What happened?
He did. Now, I don't enjoy pumping Hutto's tyres because that head's got enough air in it. But all reports, he came buzzing into the reverse draw telling us how he took two wickets. He took the wickets of Luke Wright and the big scalp of Kevin Peterson. He played in the Stars intra-club game. I'm not sure what his figures were, but to take the wickets of Peterson and Wright is something not to be scoffed at, and we'll see how those two go tomorrow night when the Stars kick off their big bash.
Yeah, absolutely, Nick. Right. And for those listeners back home that are interested in the progression of Adam Hutton, you can check our social media site on our Paran Cricket Club website. Paran 4 for 123 in reply. It was that man again, Arjun Dhul, scoring 35 not out, 323 runs to date and an average of 40. Rowan Bricker having an outstanding year so far, first half of the season, 303 runs so far. His aggregate at 37.
Well, Rowan Bricker is a fantastic bloke on and off the field. He's just a really hard worker. So one of the people that I think a lot of people at this club have a lot of time for. He got 27 up the top. And so the chase is looking a touch dicey in the middle. But Arjun is just finds a way to score runs. He's a really good player with both bat and ball. And to score, I think it was 35 off about 25 balls in that chase, as the wicket started keeping a little bit low. It was a terrific effort and gets the boys' season back on track, more importantly.
Because we were struggling there for a little while in the run chase towards the end, but it was Arjun who really stood up, and he does make his intentions quite clear when he does arrive at the crease to really give the ball a whack, doesn't he, and get on with it.
He does. He really, really good intent, hits the ball cleanly, picks up ones, and then when it's there to go, he goes. And Ryan Hartley, a young wicket keeper who just came back from the Vic 17s, he did a good job behind the stumps and at the end as well with two not out.
All right, in the first 11, we're going for 4 out of 4 here at Toorak Park in the main game, which started at 2:30 p.m. And it was Carlton who batted first. We're all out for 77. That's right, 77. Steve Singh, 2 for 9. Nathan McNally, 2 for 12. Steve Seymour, 2 for 14. All the regulars there. And my co-host alongside of me, Nick Murray, congratulations. 3 for 11 bowling his left arm orthodox.
Thank you, Zabi. It was good to get a couple of wickets, but the job was really done up the top. Skinny Seymour, 2 for 14 at the top. Got the big wickets of Smythe and Pillon, which we put a lot of emphasis on. Nathan McNally, 4 overs, 2 for 12, including a maiden. Singh did a great job. Even Sam Grimwade, 4 overs, 1 for 16. My old man said that that probably wasn't the best he's bowled. And if the worst he's bowled is 4 overs, 1 for 16 against the top team in a T20, I think the young fella's going to go a long way.
Carlton are certainly renowned for their batting, Nick. Were you surprised in what you were seeing there? Or as you mentioned before, the wicket was starting to become a real two-pace game.
Yeah, kept a little bit low, but I think we bowled quite well. I think, like any team, if you bowl it for 77, there's always some that are shot selection, but I think we bowled in the right area. Coaches set good fields, so to keep them to 77 was a really good result for us and a target we felt was more than chaseable.
All right, in reply was Paran, 8 for 78. Let's start off at the top. 1 for 5, 2 for 5, 3 for 5, 4 for 15. What were you thinking, Nick?
I was a little bit nervous, Jay-Z, if I tell you the truth. Batting down the order this week, had the pads on a little earlier than I wanted. But yeah, at 4 for 15, there were certainly a few nervous boys in the dressing room.
And it took us 18.4 overs, but we did get there in the end with a few heart palpitations along the way. Steve Seymour scored 10 off 20. James Miller, 15 off 26, really worthy to knock that one. Sammy Coates, 13 off 27. And down at the end, you were not out three, but it was the Iceman. He's certainly cool under pressure, isn't he, Matty Wilcock, for a guy that bats 10 and 11 every week in that first 11 team. 13 off 14 balls, which included two fours.
Coxie is not a number 10 or 11. No. He had, I reckon, 500 runs to Christmas a couple of years ago in the twos. He's a more than handy batsman. It's his birthday today as well, so we say happy birthday to the great man. Still celebrating that 6 for against Melbourne a few weeks ago. But yeah, the chase wasn't what we'd hoped, but sometimes you've just got to win ugly, and we did. So that takes us to the top of the ladder, which is, I think, where everyone wants to be.
Absolutely, Nick, you're spot on there. All right, let's look at the two ladies' games to finish off the weekend. In the first, it was Paran, 4 for 93 off their allotted 20 overs. Young batting lady, Madeline Wright, former Box Hill player, she's really starting to put together some very handy results with the bats. She scored 37. Now, she was an outstanding performer in the recent under-18 girls competition, wasn't she?
She was. We had a few girls in that. So during the week, we all kept up to date. We had the three boys, Parsons, Hartley and Grimwade, with the under-17s. And we had quite a few girls in representative cricket, which is absolutely fantastic. We love, you know, when we get any of our players in rep cricket. And 93, I think it was, probably just wasn't going to be enough on the day. It's the same Toorak Park wicket that was keeping down the day before. A little more water in it, so the bounce was a little better. But, 93 probably just wasn't enough.
All right, in reply, Plenty Valley, you're spot on there, Nick. 3 for 94, gaining the points there against the Paran First 11 ladies team. In the seconds, in front of a vocal crowd, which was being enjoyed, obviously, upstairs in the Ian Crawford room, with the reverse draw raffle being run across the afternoon. Quite a big crowd, in fact, with all the boys getting together. It was really great stuff on the Sunday, and the girls kicked it off at 2:30. And, well, what a result, Nick. Tell us all about it. You were here.
I was here. One of the more enjoyable games of cricket I think I've ever watched, if I'm honest, Zabi. The girls batted first, and young Tansy Price, who's trained all pre-season, put in a lot of hard work. She blitzed them, 71 off 43, 10 fours and a massive six over to the other side of the ground. Absolutely brilliant.
Well done, Tansy, well done.
Unbelievable. Maddie Sterling at the other end, only a young girl. I'm not sure how old she is. I think it's about 13 or 14, I'm told. She batted terrifically up the other end. I think they put on about 70 for the second wicket.
Yep.
Maddie finished not out at the end, 32 off 42. She probably held the innings together. With Tansy going the other end, Maddie was just able to get up the other end, which was absolutely fantastic. And to score 148 out here, considering they haven't won a game this season, was absolutely terrific.
Well, there you have it. 4 for 148, a 68 second wicket partnership there between Tansy Price and Madeline Sterling. And it was the girls' turn to bowl. And in the end, it was Plenty Valley, 9 for 124 off their allotted 20 overs. A victory, the first maiden victory for the women's second 11 side there, gaining the points. Tell us about the bowling. Plenty to talk about there, Nick.
There was. Well, firstly, 124 to keep them to that score is outstanding. And it's what was great is there was a lot of girls there who've kept coming. I mean, you could argue some of the losses this year would be enough to turn you off the game, but these girls just keep coming back and they keep working hard. And the two examples I'm going to point out here, opening the bowling, young Maggie McPhee, she's 4 overs, 2 for 26 up the top. She struck early twice, and she's a really good bowler, played in the rep stuff. I'm not sure what zone, but she played some rep cricket during the week, so she would have been a very tired girl on Sunday. And the other one I want to highlight is Sarah Withers, who is at training first all the time. She's there setting up the warm-up, you name it. She came on to bowl the last over and took 3 for 7 off one over, which was outstanding. It was a very, very vocal crowd, as you said, up in the Crawford room. And I think everyone was just buzzing for her for the effort she's put in. When you see people put in heaps of effort and get the reward, you can't not be happy for them.
Katie Kyle, the skipper, 2 for 19 off 3 overs. Madeline McPhee, 2 for 26. And it was Sarah Weathers, as you said, bowling the final over, three wickets tumbling, caught, bowled and stumped to finish it off, or almost get the 10th wicket, 9 for 124. Well done, ladies. Great result.
Outstanding. Absolutely outstanding. Maybe Sarah could be the new death bowler in the toes this year.
Great stuff. Across the weekend, 5 out of 6 wins for True Blues teams. This weekend sees the men, all four teams, tackle Campbell Magpies. Back to 50 overs, Nick?
Yeah, back to the 50 over format, so which will be good. And we're playing Campbell, who are going along pretty well. They've got some very handy players, Hill, Russ, Walker, just to name a few. So they're a side we have a lot of respect for, but they're pretty keen to go into the break. Hopefully winning 8 in a row and holding on to top spot.
Well, there you go. Our next show will be on January the 13th. We're having a few weeks off now to rest the dulcet tones. For all the information and results, don't forget to keep following that Pahrang Cricket Club website. And we wish all of our listeners back at home a very happy Christmas and the best for 2015. Thanks for joining us tonight, Nick.
Not a problem, Zavi. Merry Christmas to everyone and hope everyone stays safe.